Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you, which you can use every single day. That's right, it's a useful story. I love those kind. This story is called Fill a Bucket. It's got a subtitle, and the subtitle is A Guide to Daily Happiness for Young Children. The story was written by Carol McLeod and Catherine Martin, M.A. It's illustrated by David Messing, and I can't wait to see what it has to say to us today. Are you ready, my friends? I wonder what their tip is, too. Let's find out. So, today's story is read by Mommy and... Philip, are you ready? Uh-huh. Let's do it. The day you were born was a very happy day. It was your birthday, a day you celebrate every year. You were a new person and a special gift. You received a gift too, your very own name. A name as special as you. And what's your name? Everyone was so happy to see you, but there was one part of you that they could not see. It was your bucket. Your invisible bucket. See, everyone is born with an invisible bucket. No one can see your bucket, but it is always with you. Your bucket is a very important part of you.
I've been playing with it when I'm bored this game.
It is an important part of everyone. Your bucket holds all the love and happiness you receive each day. And when your bucket is full, you feel happy. And when your bucket is empty, you feel sad. It's good to have a full bucket. And every day your family and lots of other people fill your bucket. When your daddy kisses you and tickles you, he fills your bucket. And your giggles fill his bucket too. And when your mommy smiles and tells you she loves you, she is filling your bucket. And your smile fills her bucket too. And when your sister or your brother snuggles up and reads to you your bucket, guess what? Yeah, it fills up even more. And when your grandpa or your grandma plays with you, guess what? Everyone's bucket is filled. Look, your bucket is so full.
It
is full of happy thoughts and lots of love. And so many people have filled your bucket. You can fill their buckets too. Bucket filling is like magic. When you fill a bucket by being kind and loving, your bucket fills up too. You can do so many things to fill buckets every day.
Buckets are usually always.
When you listen and help, you are filling a bucket. Your bucket fills up more. And when you say please and thank you, your magic words fill buckets. And in the picture, we can see a little boy and his grandma, and they're at the table, and he has said please, and then he has said thank you, and her bucket is filled, and his bucket is filled because she's giving him some crackers and some soup and some water. See, they're loving each other, and when you do that, you fill up each other's buckets, right?
Okay.
When you play and share your toys, everyone is happy. Everyone's invisible bucket is filled. That's right. And when you take care of your pet, you're filling a bucket and your bucket fills up too. And when you smile and wave to those you see, you are being a
bucket filler.
That's right. So this is giving you the opportunity to fill other people's buckets and then the opportunity to fill yours, right? And when you give hugs and kisses, your love fills buckets. And it's good to go to sleep with a bucket full of happiness and love. Look at all the happy faces. Everyone's bucket is full. And now it's your turn. So what can you do to fill a bucket today? That's the question, right? What can you do to fill the buckets of your parents or your brothers or sisters or your grandparents or your aunties or uncles or whoever it is that you have in your life? Whoever the people are that matter the most to you, your best friend, your puppy dog, your kitty cat, your frog. I don't know, maybe you have a frog. Whatever you have in your life that you love that fills up your bucket, are you turning around and filling up their bucket in return? This is the good question, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you should do,
because then it also fills up your bucket, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And so today, my friends, I want to encourage you to be a person who looks for opportunities to help fill up the buckets of the people around you. Look for ways to be loving and kind, and look for ways that you can show others that you care about them and that you want their buckets to be very, very full, right? And I think that might be
the end.
Is there anything else you want to say? What is it? I hope you can join us for another story tomorrow as well. And if you have the time, my friends, be sure to like and follow and subscribe. I don't know all the other things I'm supposed to say. There was a list. Do you remember what it was? I don't remember what it was. But there, I'm supposed to say those things to you.
Say what you want to say.
Leave us reviews to say that you enjoy our podcast. Yeah. And that is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.